How are you with your time management as a Christian? Do you find yourself wanting to have devotions, wanting to have time for prayer, wanting to go out and evangelize, but somehow it never materializes? It seems like there's not enough time in the day to accomplish the things you want to do. Well, today's Bible lesson in our New Testament in 90 days, looking at Mark chapter 1, 35 through 39, should help you with that. Many of these concepts are also borrowed from the great little pamphlet, Tyranny of the Urgent. We're going to see how Jesus Christ made prayer a priority and how he used his time by seeking the Father's will. So let's look at Mark chapter 1. Context is so important. Jesus had just healed many people, and Jesus is in high demand. There is many urgent things coming his way. He is becoming very popular. People are seeking Jesus. Mark writes, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he, Jesus, got up, went out, and made his way to a deserted place, and he was praying there." Just notice that Jesus made prayer a priority. Simon and his companions went searching for him. They found him and said, "Everyone's looking for you. Where have you been, Jesus?" Jesus is in high demand. He has been healing the sick. He has been preaching. People want to hear him. All these people are looking for Jesus, and they can't find him. So Simon and the 12 go looking for him, and they find Jesus and basically saying, "What are you doing here? You're in demand. Come meet the people. Heal them. Speak to them. The people want you. This is urgent. Come quickly." But Jesus just calmly stands up, and he said to them, "Let us go on to the neighboring villages, so that I may preach there too. This is why I have come." So we went into all of Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. He has this huge crowd, but he says, "You know what? I prayed, and I'm not supposed to stay here." He didn't let the urgent dictate what he needed to do. He focused on what was important, and what was important was the Father's will. Although Jesus was God, he became a man and needed to depend on the Father. To do this, he went to prayer. Jesus would go and pray to the Father early in the morning to know what he should do. During these prayers, he would figure out what was urgent and what was important. Jesus was busy, yet Jesus was not lazy, and he led a busy life. According to what we have seen in Mark 1, 32 through 34, he was busy helping the sick, the poor, and teaching all of them. Sometimes he was so busy, according to Mark chapter 3, that he did not have time to eat. We see he was so busy and so tired after a day full of ministry in Mark 4 that he was asleep during a giant storm. Jesus was busy. However, he went to the Father in prayer and learned and figured what he should do. So I have a practical question for you today. What are your top priorities in life? If you were to document each hour of your day, would this data back up your priorities? I assume if you're here, you're a Christian. You say you love God. But if we would go throughout your day, looking at how much time you spend in prayer, how much time you evangelize, how much time you talk to God, read his word, would that back it up that Jesus is one of your top priorities? How well did you manage your time last week? All of us have to work if we want to eat. All of us need a little time to ourselves. Rest is important. And also service to God is vital. However, a lot of us tend to focus either on me time or work. These two generally dictate how much time we have left to serve God. Those are bad priorities. Our priority should be God. And that should dictate to us how much time we spend on ourselves and how much time we should spend in work. The greatest danger in the Christian life is letting urgent things crowd out the importance. Things that come up every day that tend to push us away from having devotions, praying, evangelizing. Let's compare real quick the important versus the urgent. Less important things or urgent things are calls for immediate response, phone calls and text, friends, family, and drama or sports or entertainment. Things that seem to happen and they seem to need your attention right then, but they honestly will resolve themselves most of the time without your intervention. But at the time they seem urgent, at the time they seem important, but they're not. Then there's important things, such as reading your Bible, Christian books, prayer, serving at church, witnessing, giving the gospel, and other things such as that. Those are important. They are things that will impact the kingdom of God. Sadly, urgent generally rules the day, not the important. You see, before Jesus died, he spent his time wisely. But from a world's perspective, he did not really accomplish much. Think about this. Look at the results of Jesus' ministry. If you lived with him, if the media was back with the time of Jesus, would they consider him a success or would they call him a failure? You see, Jesus forgave a prostitute her sin, yet thousands of Jews still lived in sin, and Jesus did not convert them. For every 10 men he healed, there were thousands of sick people who needed to be healed and thousands of people who died from their sickness. He started with huge crowds, but at his death, only John and a few women were there with him. From the urgent perspective, Jesus was a failure because he could have done so much more. However, from the priorities are important viewpoint, he did everything he came to do in the Father's eyes and was a success. He went to the Father in prayer. He knew what he should do, and he did that. The urgent things did not control Jesus Christ. Look at what Jesus says in John 17:4. I have glorified you on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. He was focused on what was important, not what was urgent. You see, time is a lot like a budget. Unlike money, everyone on earth is given the same amount of time. Everyone has 24 hours a day to spend. How you spend it is up to you. How we spend our time comes down to our goals and what we feel is important or necessary. You need to think of time the same you think as money. Think of when you go shopping and you see all the things on display and they catch your eye. Will you spend your money and waste it on things that you don't need just because you were caught up in the moment? Just because you were caught up on things that were urgent? Now, with all of that in mind, especially what Jesus did, I want to take what we have learned from Jesus, how he didn't let the urgent control him, how he let the importance, and he found what was important by going to prayer, going to the Father. I want to take that knowledge and now turn that into wisdom. Let's say that I gave you $20. And I said, you know what, we're about to have a party with the guys. I want you to go out and I want you to buy some food for our youth group event. Okay. I say, these are the couple things I want. I want these chips. I want this type of soda. And I want these cookies. And then I send out a couple of the teens to get that. Well, as they're at the store, urgent things pop up. They see a new type of gum that looks very interesting. So they say, hey, you know, it's only a buck or two. Let's pick that up. Then as they're walking down the aisle, they see some clothes they like. Maybe they're at Walmart, so it's only $5. And they see a shirt they like, and they say, you know what? I want to buy that shirt. It's only $5, so we'll still have money left over, and they pick that up. Then as they're walking down the food aisle, they see new limited edition sodas from Mountain Dew. And they say, you know what? I know Pastor said get this, but let me get these. And before you know, they start buying all these things that seem urgent. It seems important to them, but in reality, it's just fluff. It's things they do not need. They go to the counter, they buy all the things, and they bring them back. And you have a bunch of stuff that you can hardly use at your party. You see, in this case, the teens focused on what was urgent, not what was important. How often do Christians do the same? We get caught up on what is urgent. I need to do this. Oh, I need to do this. I only have so much time for this. And we miss out on God's purpose for our life. So here are four steps to help you overcome the urgence for priorities or what is important. First, you need to decide what's important. Discover where your time goes. Budget the hours and follow through. Step one. When you say, I don't have time for this project, you really mean, I don't consider it as important as something else I want or need to do. Is that you? I give the kids at youth group or junior, senior hires, we read through the New Testament in 90 days. All of them had the same amount of time. Some of them read it. Some of them did not. Generally, the ones who did not read, they make excuses. I didn't have the time. And it was like, yes, you did have the time. You just chose not to read your Bible and do other things. You have to know what's important and not be controlled by the urgent. Think about how much time you will need for the following things. Devotions with God, family, neighbors, friends, relationships, work, service, hobbies, exercise. Reflect on which one of these are important and how you will plan your time. Step two is you've got to discover where your time goes. When you make a budget, you don't begin by saying how much should you spend. You make a budget and start by keeping track of where your dollars are going, unless you're the government. So often Christians don't see where their time is going, and it slowly fades away. Step three, you have to budget those hours. For adults, it's work. You gotta work. If you're kids, it's school. You gotta go to school. So you gotta block out those times because they're important. They're a necessity. It's part of life. But then you need to see, where does the rest of my time go? And make sure that those activities don't outweigh what you're doing for God. Step four, follow through. I want to warn you, you must be aware of your phone and texting. You are always going to get texts and calls from people that will plead with you, telling you how urgent their issue is. Sometimes you just have to ask God and then tell your friend to wait. And it's amazing how when a little time passes, how that person's drama passes quickly by and is forgotten. If you had time, then answer. If you don't feel guilty. You've got to follow through and use your time wisely. So decide what's important, discover where your time goes, budget the hours, and follow through. You see, you will be one of two people. You might be one who goes through the day being controlled by inner compulsions and outward pressures. That's most of our world. Or you'll be one who sets priorities and prayerfully makes decisions in advance. I want to close this. When all is said and done, when you stand before Christ, you'll be able to stand before Him and have confidence that you spent your time wisely if you focused on the important. Or you'll feel like that high school student that did not study and stands before a test feeling guilty and knowing that so much time has been wasted. It's your choice. I pray that you'll seek the Father's will, ask Him, read His word, and you will find what is important. And then finally, follow through.